Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, my goodness.
So fresh, so clean.
So fresh. Say it again.
So fresh, so clean.
Yes, sir.
So fresh, so clean. Just
you know
in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
I was feeling a little weak, but now I'm feeling like I'm at a peak.
Nice. Yeah, I'm feeling a little thirsty myself. I had to do my man over 50 duties yesterday.
Yeah. And Tricky, I know you're a red guy, not a white guy. Don't try to shield it from me, partner. I know that about you.
So when you've had nothing to drink or nothing to, well, no alcohol and no food for 2.5 days, this is going to taste pretty darn good.
Which one you go first with?
I think we can go either one. You got a choice. You want to go which one first?
Talk to me.
We're just going to skip the niceties.
Let's
here.
Go.
First of all, Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Welcome back in.
Gentlemen.
Weathered 2 storms the past week. You made it through the tornadoes?
Did make it through the tornadoes. Damage free. Thank you.
Nice.
And,
good.
You know. Bless everyone who did incur some damage. It was just mind-blowing, and I would not wish that upon anyone, and I hope they're getting all the support and love they need.
No doubt. Here we go. We're going to decide.
All right. They're gonna
if rock, I paper, win,
sit. All right.
We go brew.
Okay.
Patio pounder.
Patio pounder, and this is by definition. If Austin wins, we're going wine first.
Yes.
One out of one. All right. You ready?
One, two, real question.
No, it's... On shoot, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes.
Always.
So four.
But the question is, what's the theme before you tell us what they are? What's the theme?
The theme is we're bringing the sunshine because we went straight from being in a drought to living in Scotland, and I want the sunshine back.
Fair enough. It's out there right now.
It is. It turned out to be a beautiful day, and so we're bringing the sunshine.
Okay, your game, my rules, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It was
the champ is out of here. See ya.
Austin used that Jedi mind trick on you too. He slow played you.
Hit the shower, Stricky.
He slow played you.
Oh,
all right.
Shoot. So, never supposed to lose to Austin.
We're doing wine first. So this is a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, and it comes from the Marlborough region, which is spelled exactly like the cigarettes. And essentially, New Zealand is divided into two islands, and they're stacked on top of each other. And essentially, Marlborough is the northern tip of the South Island. And this grape originates in France, but they grow it all over the world. And there's something about the New Zealand ones that make it different, because they possess a high concentration of a compound called pyrazine. And pyrazine is the same compound found in grapefruits. So they
I do get a little sour.
That tart, grapefruity,
yeah.
Citrus, but it tastes like sunshine. And super crisp, super clean. A wine like this doesn't see any oak barrel aging. This is straight either glass tanks or stainless. Tastes like sunshine. And super crisp, super clean. A wine like this doesn't see any oak barrel aging. This is straight either glass tanks or stainless steel. So it's a real transformation of the flavor of the grape into the wine. Very little manipulation. And this is just patio pounding. Have some fresh fruit. Sitting with your girl on the deck. Sun rays on the face is what this is about.
You know what I feel when I taste that? You remember back in the day when they used to have those those Roman like parties, and then everybody's
like parties?
Laying down, and then they got the grapes, and they're like feeding them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what I got to feel.
With the fig leaves and the and the grapes and the
and then
and
you
the
got
palm
the person
leaves.
Over the top
with the palm leaves. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's what it feels like. Austin, you can't see that. Can you see it? Can you feel where I'm going?
I get you. I get you. Yeah. I absolutely do. This is fantastic. Here's the question of the day. Australian wines or New Zealand wines? I don't know how to say New Zealand possesses.
This is good.
From. New Zealander?
I don't usually like wine.
Kiwi? Kiwi sure. wines?
Sure.
Where do you fall on that?
Well, you know, they're very different.
But they're so close.
They are so close, but they grow very different grape varietals. Yes, they grow some Sauvignon Blanc in Australia, but their flagship grape varietal is a grape, they call it Shiraz. Everyone else calls it Syrah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about Australian wines is they were the fastest growing wine producing country in the world in the late 90s, early 2000s, up until say around 2008. So from about 98 to 2008, Australian wines were the fastest growing wine producing area in the world. And what put them on the map was, number one, Shiraz was pretty easy for English speakers to say. You don't have to pronounce Cabernet Sauvignon or anything like that. You know, Pinot Noir, Shiraz is pretty easy. It also fit the American palate because sort of medium-bodied. It was kind of a step more interesting than Merlot. Had a little bit of peppery component. Goes well with grilled foods. And what really put them on the map was that just really good value. So you could essentially throw a dart at any Australian wine that was between, say, $9 and $14, and you were going to like it. Well, what happens when you get people chasing paper instead of passion? They became less concerned about quality and more concerned about profitability. And so you get people that aren't passionate about wine, they're passionate about profit. And so cutting corners. So no longer were you getting a high value for the product that you were consuming, it went kind of the other way. And then it launched the yellowtail phenomenon. So there was a new vineyard being planted every 48 hours in southeastern Australia.
Every 48 hours?
Every 48 hours.
Yeah.
And so it became this juice glut of not very good quality fruit because it was being done by people who didn't really care about that portion of it. And so...
Yeah, because yellowtail just, basic.
Well, what they started doing is... This company bought up all the excess juice that no one wanted and mixed it all together, put a cute little kangaroo on there and stacked it to the ceiling in every grocery store in America at $5.99, $6.99. And it set every sales record in the world. But what it did was it circumvented what...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Made them grow and rise in popularity in the first place, and that was value. And so Australia is still recovering from that because they went from the fastest growing wine producing country in the world and our fastest growing category in our store to our least productive category in the store literally within a decade.
Whoa.
And no. So if you had to ask me New Zealand or Australia, I would say New Zealand right now, but they make very, very little red wine in New Zealand. They're noted for their Pinot Noir, which is a Strix pick. He's a Pinot guy. And the New Zealand Pinot are very interesting. They have kind of a spiciness that, that Pinot from other parts of the world don't have. But they don't really grow a whole lot of other reds. Their flagship is Sauvignon Blanc, whereas the Australians is Shiraz. So
do they do it in the mountains? Because a lot of people may not know that New Zealand's pretty mountainous. So where do they do it? In the plains or in the mountain?
Well, they do it in both. So when you get in valley floor fruit, it acts differently than when you get in elevation. And so it depends on the varietal. It also depends on like proximity to the coast. It depends on a variety of factors. Because also when you get too high up, the weather becomes too volatile. But the benefit of having some elevation is that you get that contrast of the warm days and cool nights. So if you've ever spent any time in Colorado in the summertime, it can get, you know, even when it's 75, if it's sunny and not windy, it feels pretty hot. It's piercing, mm-hmm. like almost like you're under a magnifying glass. And then you get down at night, you got to put on those jackets and, you know, and get around the campfire because it's getting down in the 50s. And it feels pretty chilly. It's a cool 50.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what that does is it allows for the slow maturity of the fruit. And when that happens is that the fruit develops more chemical compounds, what they call, I'm drawing a blank
tannins?
On that. No, tannins are what comes, I'm drawing a blank, doesn't matter. They're chemical compounds. And so it creates a wine that, phenols is what they're called. And so the grapes that develop more phenols create a wine that's more complex because it has more chemical compounds. That's why you can pick out all these different nuances like strawberry and pepper and vanilla and all this other stuff is because of those phenols.
Mm. The other part you mentioned was no oak aging, just stainless steel or...
On this Sauvignon Blanc,
this one, right. When they do that process, I mean, just generally speaking, like, are these barrels, like, disinfected and cleaned, or do they just, like, throw the next batch in right away?
Well, what they do is that they char the inside of the barrel. Mm-hmm. They burn it, and then they kind of, and that's what seals it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what that does when you put a wine in there is that it adds a compound called vanillin, which then gives the wine a rounder mouthfeel. If you take a sip of this, it's kind of zingy and zippy, and that's the natural acidity coming through, which is called malic acid. Mm. And so sometimes when you mention the word tannin, only red wines have tannin because it comes from the grape skins. When they make white, the skins are separated.
No skin. Yeah.
And so when you have a wine that's high in tannin and also high in acid, it's very bitter. And so what they do is that they put it under this process called malolactic fermentation, which changes the existing acidity, or at least a portion of it, into lactose or lactic acid, the same acid type found in milk. And then they put it in the barrels, which also adds a rounder mouthfeel, softer mouthfeel to it. This is meant to be crisp, clean, you know, like eating a fresh grapefruit right out of the glass.
Hits those notes.
Yes,
let's move on to the loser's drink of choice.
The loser's drink of choice is the beer house.
Wine for the victors.
Beer house Maischgaller, which is local. It's the Kincaiders German brewery. They have a German brew house down here in the old market. And in fact, they just opened their rooftop bar down there on
that's right.
in the building. It was in the newspaper. Down in the Haymarket. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. legit. It looks really cool.
Our own Jake Sorensen posted a picture from there not too long ago.
Yeah.
I need that action, especially now. Go to a baseball game, have a couple patio pounder, and go up to the rooftop and get some of this.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Yeah. That's a good day right there. Yeah. Especially after throwing no hitters.
How about that?
Something else. I was trying to come up with something. There's a brewery... called Lagunitas, and they have a series of beers, what they call their one-hitter series.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro. Not for the same reason. They're not talking baseball. If you know, you know. And I thought about bringing that, but I was like, the only one-hitter one we had was this like double IPA that was like 12-point-something alcohol, and I was like, none of us are going to like this. It's not going to show well.
Because this is sweet. It smells fruity. It smells like if you pound this... You're gonna go to Pound Town.
This comes in at a very light 3.8%.
This
is called the Owl, and it's a lemonade radler from Bierhaus Maischgaller, which is Kincaiders German brewery. And like I said, we're bringing the sunshine. So this is basically lemonade and beer blended together for your enjoyment.
When I think lemonade and beer, just from the visuals, I think Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. And I like this 1,000,000% more than that. This is incredible.
I do too, because it's not like sweet lemonade like you took Minute Maid.
Mm.
and added it to it. It's like real, like lemon juice,
yeah,
with just a hint of sweetness, enough to give it interest, not enough to make it taste like
overwhelming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, talk about a patio pounder, especially after a baseball game, going up to the rooftop, drinking one of these. Heck yeah.
I keep waiting. Hey,
this is sunshine right now.
You guys, I'm telling you, you need to go get this. It's called the Owl Lemonade Rattler. You need to get, I'm telling you, I'm not the biggest beer drinker. I'll drink some beers, but this right here, I would go hard on. A good evening of drinking this.
So you lost, but you won.
Yes. I'm the winner.
I keep waiting for the bitter in the beer to hit. And there's just very little, but that natural lemon combined with, oh my gosh, well done.
Okay. Yeah, well done.
Good stuff.
It's definitely, well, I'm tasting it for the first time too, but
that's a good pick.
I believe my goal of bringing the sunshine was accomplished. We'll
strict
put it that
pick
way.
On this one.
Well, you showed up, so it was already accomplished.
Strict pick on that.
You know, you can go a long way with a positive attitude and a cold beer, right?
Ain't that the truth?
Right.
Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Go check him out. As always, Kevin, appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, fellas. Appreciate you, too.
More Old School coming your way here in just a minute.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.